Parshas Chukas, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ayin Hei, our second shir. This time, we want to learn the sugya of Yiftach, one of the most frightening incidents in the Tanakh. How a person who was makriv his own daughter, his only daughter, his only child, as a korban Hashem. Okay, so let's just start the. Start of the, this is mentioned this week's Haftorah. Yiftach HaGirodi was a Ben Isha Zoyna. He was sent away by his brothers. He says, we don't need you to inherit our father, you're a busha for us. He runs away and he's, and Anoshim Reikim gang up with him. War breaks out with Bnei Amoin, and Ziknei Girod come to Yiftach, and they say, "We want you to run the war for us." Says Yiftach, "Hello, you atem seneisim oisi. You hate me. V'dagarshuni mebeisavi. You sent me away." Madua bosse milay atokashet tzalochem. Now you come to me when you need me? Where have you been till now? You know what? Beseda. Just come with us. And we'll give you a position. We'll appoint you to be the Reish. And Yiftach says, okay, if you give me the position, then I will run the war for you. To be the Roish and the Kotzim. By the way, the Shari Tshuva in Shar Beis, in Derech HaRishayim, when a person is met with Tzaras, the Tzaras coming his way, he must tell himself, this is because of my bad deeds. I've been punished. And he should do tshuva, for Yerachameu, Hashem will have mercy on him. Says the Shai Tshuva, look, by boss of a dom, if a person sins to his friend, and all of a sudden when he has a tzara, he now needs him, and he comes back and says, I'm sorry, it's very, very poor. It's a very garua. You have a fight with the guy in shul as a doctor. You have a big fight with him. And you probably offend him, you mavaza him. Then a year later, your son becomes ill. And that's the doctor. And you say, oh, I'm very sorry what happened last year, but can you help my son? It doesn't go well. He says, now you come to me, after all that you did to me, now you come and say sorry when you need me? Says the Shai Tshuva, look, this is like what happened with Yiftach. When Yiftach says, now you need me, you come. So therefore, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we get Tzaras, we need his salvation, now we do Tshuva. It's very garua by Boss of Adam. Says the Shai Tshuva. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Rotsui. Michaz de Hashem is Barach, Shu mekaber HaTshuva metoich HaTzara. And he accepts it. A special chesed Hashem. Even if we only wake up when we need him, still, it's accepted by Ava. That was a side point. Now, the Navi carries on, goes out to war, and in Pasuk Lamed, Vayidar Yiftach Neder Lashem Vayomar. Before he goes out to war, and he makes a neder. If not, if you will give them to my hands, I'll be victorious. Whoever will exit the doors of my house, b'shuvi b'shalom ibn amoin, v'hoya l'Hashem v'alisihu oilo. He makes a neder, I will sacrifice that object as an oilo. And says the Pasuk in Pasuk Dama Dalet. This is really beyond our Torah. It's the next Pasuk. He wins the war. Vayova Yiftach HaMitzbal Beisai. Vihine Bitoi Yoitzes Likrosai Betupi Mumumumachoylais. His daughter happily goes out to greet her father with Tupi Mumumachoylais. And she's his only daughter with no son or daughter. She doesn't have children of her own. When he sees her, he cries, God of, he rips his clothes. I made a neder, I cannot undo what I did. And she says to him, if that's the case, you should do it. I just request 2 months to go v'yoradati el ahorim v'efke al besulai anoichi v'reyoisai. Me and my friends will go and cry together. After 2 months passes, she comes back. V'ayas lo es nidro yashenodar v'hi lo yodo ish. And indeed, he fulfilled his neder. V'ati choyk b'yisrael miyomim yemimo teilachno bnois Yisrael lesanois to cry the bas yiftach hakilodi arabas yomim neshono. 4 days a year they go and wail about her. So I both say Chazal teach us that this pasuk is literally he offered her as a korban. He slaughtered his daughter, Yiftach HaGilot. And we need to know, can we do the same? Is this permitted? Is it right? Is it wrong? What is it based on? What? Oh, Yitzhak Avinu. Wonderful. Rav Daniel. In one tainus Daf Dalet brings that two did Shalaika again. I can't remember right now. Can you bring me one tainus? Yeah, sorry. He didn't say to do it. He said, I never asked him to do it. I never asked him to sack the set. Hello, very nice. It's nice to you all. Go up and then come down. He never said, offer him as a korban. It was never said. What? Bring him up to you. He never said, bring him. Olo alibi, Mor says. Olo alibi, and it was never half a minute of a gushbog to sacrifice. But Yiftach did. Rabbi said, what is based on? It's a wild idea. Why did it happen? What's the message for us? Who said he's not a Ritzeach? Let's find out. The answer, to understand the background for Yiftach's idea of sacrificing a human being as a korban, not himself, someone else, is to be found in this week's parasha, Parashas Chukas. After the Canaanim captured a Jewish maid, it says in Perikov Aleph Pasuk Beis, Vayida Yisrael Neder Hashem Vayoymar, Im Nosoin Titein Es Ha'om Hazeh B'Yodi V'Ichramti Es Orehem. Es Orehem. Oh, so what does that mean?
Not Jews.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Vayishma, I will liberate. Is that right word? Liberate? Shkoyach. Their cities. And Vayishma Hashem b'kol Yisrael Vayiten es haknani, vayachreim es hem ves orehem. They are liberated. What? To wipe out them and their cities. So anyway, about the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says, Asher loy tzivisi veloy dibarti veloy also alibi. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Asher loy tzivisi zebnoi shemesha melech moyov. He sacrificed his son. Veloy dibarti ze yiftach. I didn't tell him to do that. Veloy also alibi. Didn't enter my heart was the Yitzchak ben Avraham. But also Libby. Okay, because he never actually said to sacrifice him as a korban. Anyway, so what's this based on? So the Maisa, killing people. Was this part? Can you make a neder to kill people? Ichramti eshem. Don't we see from this pasuk that they made a neder to wipe out the inhabitant of the city? Is that the case? Well, here it's Kanani. They have to be killed anyway. Ah. V'ichramti es oreihem. So it's only going in the possessions, huh? Zok the Ramban on the spot. V'siper ha-kosuv kishom ha-Hashem tfilosom. Hashem heard the tfilah. V'nodru neder Hashem v'shilmu oisai. And they fulfilled the neder. In what way? Ki horgu oisom ato b'mei Moshe. Because they killed them, they were fulfilling their neder. Carries on the Ramban. K'moshe tzivo, as we've been commanded in Parashas Bechukotai. Kol cherem asher yechram min ha'odom mois yumos. Kol cherem asher yechram min ha'odom lo yipode mois yumos. This is the source, says Ramban. There's a koach to make a cherem to wipe a person out. Good? Boy, so anyone has a bad neighbor, any competitors you want to try this out? Huh? Kol cherem asher yechram min ha'odom lo yipode mois yumos. Why what?
Why do we disturb? I mean, the question is the question, can someone make a neder to kill someone? Or is the question, why couldn't he annul his neder? Because he for sure had a lot of p'tachim to annul the neder.
Okay. We'll find the p'tachim. But the neder is chal. Maybe find the Pesach. But the neder is a neder. Says the Ramban in Parshas Bechukotai, and here we're going to get into the heart of things. Says the Ramban, we find but Anshe Yovesh Gilot, during the time of Pilegesh Bakifa, when there was a civil war between Shivtei Yisrael against Binyamin, and they made a Shavuah that everyone has to come and participate. And after they won the war against Binyamin, they made a count to see who didn't show up. And it says over there, because Hashvua gdoi loisa, there was a big shvua, l'asher lo yale el Hashem amito mois yumos. Whoever doesn't show up, wants to be neutral, will be killed. Vayispoke da'om, they were counted, v'hine ein shom ish mi yoishvei anshe Yovesh Gilad. There was no member, no representative for Yovesh Gilad. What happens, Rabbi Isai? Vayishluhu shoma edo shnema sar elef ish mibnei ha'chayil. 12,000 soldiers were sent to Yovesh Gilad, vayitzavu oisam neimah, and they were commanded. L'chuvi kisem es yeshve yavesh girad lefi cherev ha'anoshim v'atav. Go and smite yavesh gir, his Jewish inhabitants. V'anoshim v'atav. Everyone gets wiped out. Says Ramban, where is this coming from? What koach do you have to wipe people out? And says Ramban, don't tell me it was Shaloi Kadin, it was something that was wrong. Because Pinchas was around, as it says over there. Pinchas from Moisrei HaTorah. If you open the Rambam in Sefer, in the Yad, you'll see that the Moisrei HaTorah, to Yeshua, to Pinchas. Pinchas was present. It was obviously Dan Kadin. So what right did they have to wipe out the Jewish city? Says the Ramban, it's from this pasuk. Kol cherem asher yechra min ha'adam lo yipade moitzumos. There's a koach to make a cherem, to annihilate, to wipe out Jewish people. Not only for Knainim. What's it based on? So basically, I'm asking now, can you wipe out your neighbor? That guy who irritates you in shul, can you put a cherem on him and you've got to wipe him, got to kill him? Can you do that? Getting wild over here. Says the Ramban, she called Melech B'Yisrael. This koach to make a cherem is a din by the Melech or the Sanhedrin Agdoila. Im achrimu ala'ir lilochem oleo. Whoever's over on their cherem is chayev misa. And this was the chiyuv of Anshei Yavesh Gilad. This pasuk in the Torah is teaching me, called cherem asher yechra min ha'adam lo yipadeh mois yumos. It's the power that the manig Yisrael has to wipe people out, if necessary. And what does this have to do with us? Says Rambam, this was the mistake of Yiftach. This was his mistake. Because Yiftach thought, the same way I, the Manig, have the power to be machrim, to kill people, whoever's over on the cherem, likewise, for the purpose of winning the war, I can offer a human sacrifice as a neder. That was his connection. Since I have the power to kill people, I have the power to offer a person up as a human sacrifice. But that was a mistake. Why was it a mistake? Because the whole idea of cherem is people who are your enemies, or people who rebel and disobey you, they're the ones you have the power. But you cannot chas v'shalom be magdish a person as a korban, even for the sake of winning the war. Therefore, says the Ramban, says Chazal, Yiftach was punished. How was he punished? Because the pasuk says that Vayikover Be'orei Hagilod. He was buried in the cities of Gilad. How does that happen? How can you be buried in cities? You're buried in one place. The reason is because wherever he went, his limbs would fall off. Go to one city, his leg would fall off. Another city, his other leg, his hand, his fingers, his nose. I don't know how much could fall off. Right there. But that's how he's buried. Wherever he went, a limb fell off. So you bury it. That was his punishment. Okay, so therefore, it was his mistake. It was built on the koach that the manik has to be machrim. So therefore, can we machrim our neighbor? No. But the manik can. What's the message for us? Because let's observe the tragedy. This tragedy, he was makriv of his own daughter Betos. It all stemmed from the fact that he was a manig, He had that power to be machrim, so he made the wrong connection to be magdish as well as a korban. But who made him into a manik? Himself. Because he demanded, I want to be the Rosh and the Kot to him. You come to me now, I need to be the head. Rosh Memshala. You want me to join your coalition? Give me a key position. You want me to join you? I want to be the head of the finance department. I want to be this and that. A nice office. Lots of covered. He had demands. He wanted to be the manik. And because he pointed himself to the manik, that caused him to make that fatal mistake. Had he not taken the position, he wouldn't have made the mistake. The pasuk says in Koheles, Perakei, pasuk Yud Beis, Yesh ro'ah choyle sheroisi tachas ha-shemesh, oisher shomur leba'ol of the ro'asai. Wealth that is kept for its owner, for his detriment. Rashi says over there, went to Koirach, the money he had, the richness made him do what he did. It was the Ra'asai. Here as well, the Oisha, the position he received was the Ra'asai. It says in Psikta Zutrasa, the pasuk in Koheles, Toiv Achris Dover Mireishisai, Erech Ruach Migoiva Ruach. Went to Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu, he left with a stick, came back with two machanos, and Yaakov Avinu wasn't doichek asasho, didn't try and push things. He just kept away. When Esav came, he ran away to Haran. See, so the message for us is, sometimes we think, oh, why, I would like to be the, maybe I should run to be the Rosh Ha'ir. Maybe I should be Rosh Memshala. Maybe I would like to be rich and have millions and billions of dollars. But you know what? Who says it's for your good? How do you know what will happen if you'll be a billionaire? How do you know would that be good? You know, they lose all their friends. Al titchoikes hasha'ah. Don't try and be a person you're not. You don't know what's going to come out of it. Is it good or bad? And here we are, Yiftach, because he received the position, that's what caused him to make that fatal mistake. Had he not taken it, he could have still run the war. Then he wouldn't have made the mistake. He would still have his beloved daughter alive and have Doros. And it all became lost because he was wearing shoes too big for him. Yes.
Very good.
Excellent. Shkoyach. Let's see more about this. The Medrash Tanchuma in Bechukaisai on the pasuk in Mishlei. Pri tzadik eitz chaim v'lekeach nefosh eitz chacham. Says the Medrash, if you have a tzadik, he's not oisek ba Torah, ein beyodei klum. Because a pre tzaddik, Eitz Chaim, if he's connected to the Chaim, to the Eitz Chaim as the Torah, then lekeach nefosh eitz chacham. And says the Medrash, kach ata moitze beyiftach hagil odi, mipnei shelo ya ben Torah, ovad is bitoy. Because he wasn't a ben Torah. Had he known Torah, he would have known you cannot offer a human being as a korban. Because he wasn't a ben Torah, he made that mistake. The Medrash tells us, Kevin Shebikesh LeKarva, when he wants to sacrifice her, she was crying, and he tells him, I came out to you b'simcha, but now you want to slaughter me? He tells her, Omar Abiti, Nodarti, I made the neder. Shema kora noida yochol shelo yishale midray. I made the neder, I have to keep it. this reminds me, I once heard from my Rosh Hashiva, Bianca Borowitz, he told me, he once met a Holocaust survivor, a German Holocaust survivor. He was telling his story. He went to all the camps and all the sorrows, and Baruch Hashem came out alive. And the guy told him that really he had a certificate to leave Germany to Palestine. He could have left just as the war broke out and the Nazis took power, but he had to fill in you had to write on there your arrival address. And he knew he had a place to go to Haifa. He knew the name of the road. He couldn't remember the name of the house, the number. So he left it blank. So the Germans refused it. So my Rosh Hashiva asked him, so why didn't you make up a number? So you don't remember. So throw a number, it's dangerous. Yeah? So the guy said, I should lie? I'm not going to lie. So he left it open, and he had to go through the whole Holocaust. Said my Rosh Hashiva, this is not Yiddish, it's Yekish. This is not a Jewish thing what he did. I'll be a Torah in such a situation, you've got to lie. You're not going to lie. To the Germans, you lie, so you make up a figure. It wasn't Yiddish, it was Yekish. It's Yekish, what do you mean? I'm a Yekka, I have a word, my word's a word, I don't lie. Yiftach's daughter tells him, Tati, I came out to greet you. Why do you want to slaughter me? What do you mean? I made a nether. What's haste? I have to give my nether. Comes out, Afrumarotzeach. He's Rotzeach Leman Shmiras HaNeder. Okay, very good. Sarah Boisai. She asks, Omoloi, Her po mimeni shnei chodoshim ve'elcho v'yoradati ala hor. I need 2 months to go down to the mountains. Ask the Medrash Tanchuma in Bechukoisai, put on Rashi over there. V'chiyet odom yoyed ala horim? We go up mountain. No, don't. How can you go down a mountain? Hello. Sanhedrin. Said, I want to go to Sanhedrin. And they couldn't find the Pesach. Why is that the case? Because Hashem was ma'alim mihem esaloch. Hashem took their mind away. The reason being, to punish Yiftach, because he slaughtered Shevet Ephraim. The next parak afterwards, Shevet Ephraim came to fight Yiftach, and Yiftach fought them, and then he was slaughtering them as they were running away by the Yarden. He was killing them as well. So because of that, Hashem wanted him to kill his daughter. Continues the Medrash. Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis. Where was Pinchas in the whole story? Pinchas. Why didn't he get involved? Says the Medrash. Pinchas Omar. Ani Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol eich eilech el am haaretz. I can go to him. He should come to me. Yiftach Omar, ani roish ktzinei roish shoftei Yisrael ashpil atzmi eilech etzel hedyoit. So therefore they didn't go meet each other. Yiftach got punished, as we said. His limbs fell off, he's buried all over the place. And Pinchas got punished that he lost his nevuah. Because he says in Divrei Yomim, Pinchas ben Elazar, Nagid Hoya Aleim. He was a Nagid, but he lost it. What's Pshat? How could it be? Pinchas ben Elazar and Yiftach, this is a Jewish girl who's going to be killed. Who could be so cruel and say that I'm not going because of COVID, I'm not going? How could that be? What? Kavodat Torah. So I saw Pshat like this. Yiftoch Tainas, must be there's no Pesach, because surely Pinchas would have come. And Pinchas says to himself, well, must be there's nothing to talk about, because he would have come to me. They both had the stomach. The stomach has nothing to do, because otherwise he would approach me. Chazara Tenias, it's not the real reason. The Maisa, you don't make sure, when it comes to a Jewish girl being sacrificed, you don't sit back. It must be that deep down, be'oimek libom, Chazal megalatas, it was the kovod that was playing the role. I saw brought down in the name of the Arizal that Yiftoch, he was a nitzayt, his neshama was a Gilgul from Zimri. And his daughter was a nitzayt from Cosby. And that's why Yiftach killed his daughter, the Takein, that since Cosby was Machshil Zimri in the story of Pinchas, in Parshas Pinchas, Cosby was Machshil Zimri, therefore here Yiftach killed his daughter who was Cosby. That's what the Rizal says. So it comes out, we meet again, the three players, Zimri, Cosby, and Pinchas, meet together again. But this time, the first time around, Pinchas took the action, and he was Mekana Kinas Hashem, Chil Hashem, he went ahead and solved the situation. This time, Pinchas sits back. And this time, the first time Pinchas gains Geuna, now he loses the Nevuah. Ramdenu, the same way you Makana for Chil Hashem, if there's a Bas Yisrael who needs help, you've got to be Makana for that as well. Ramdenu, that you can never sit, never relax, and even though you reach the high level, you can't relax. And it could be a trial will come again, you could lose it. Yechin Kohen Gadol, after 70 years, lost his Guna Gdolah. Ad kan dibanu according to Chazal. But it's important to speak out. Shitas Haradak, the Ralbag, the Metzudais, and the Ibn Ezra, Mefroshe HaPshat, are choylek on Chazal. And they say that Yiftach did not sacrifice his daughter. But he said, V'aliseu l'oila. They say, he said, V'hoyol Hashem, V'aliseu l'oila. This verb is not and, it's or. V'hoyol Hashem, or V'aliseu l'oila. Make ovi ve'imoy, moisumos. Did you have to hit your father and mother to be killed? Was father or mother? It's an oi. And therefore he said the following. If what will come at my door will be something that cannot be sacrificed, then v'hoyol Hashem. As a person, I will dedicate him to be for Hashem. Like Shmuel. V'hoyol Hashem. And if he's roi for carbon, if it's an animal, v'hoyol or v'adisiu oila, be an oila. And that's why it says, that the Ishlo, they use Mekayim as Neder, the Ishlo Yodo. He fulfilled his Neder and no man knew her. Obviously, if she's dead, she's dead. Shata, she was put aside in a house, and she voyed Hashem, she was doing a voida by herself. She couldn't get married. That's what happened. And they would come and visit her, the girls would come and visit her once a year for 4 days. That's Mefarshi HaPshat. It's not like Chazal. Chazal learned that she was literally sacrificed. Ramban's very upset with his Pshat. Ramban and Pasha B'l Chukoysa. So what are you crying about? Makara, she became a Nazira. She was doing, lived a life of doing Avodas Hashem. What's so bad? Why do you have to cry?
Why can't she get married?
Because then she's Mishur Bedis.
Shmuel got married.
Oh, so Ramban asked, Shmuel, she wasn't put away. Shmuel was in the Mikdash. So Rabbah says, because for a lady it's different. A lady, if she gets married, she has to mishamash her husband. And therefore, she won't be available for Bir Hashem. Man is different. Like Kibbutz Abayim. The other Rishonim learn, it is a tragedy. If a girl cannot get married, it is a tragedy. All of Be'adenu, we just learned together, one of the most frightening, haunting stories in the Tanakh, about Yiftach and his daughter, which according to Chazal, her father offered her up as a sacrifice. Pshutoi k'mashmoi. According to Chazal. We learned what was it based on. It's based on the of kol cherem asheyarcham Hashem, a manik has the power to machrim a city. People don't obey him. People rebel against him. He has a power to be machrim them. If you don't listen. There was an oisher that Yiftach got that was shomol lebarav le'rosai because this caused him to make the mistake because he had such a power. He didn't understand that it does not apply to a neder. He did not understand that. We learned how important it is to be a ben Torah, to learn halacha, because that's what made the mistake. He didn't know the halacha. We saw the punishment of gasas haruach, that Pinchas didn't get involved because he felt he wanted Yiftach to come to him. You could become a frumer rotzeach if you don't have proper Torah guidance. Hashem can sometimes take the seichel away from the Sanhedrin. He wants a person to be punished. And even though Pinchas, in the first time round, Zibri and Solu, he was strong, but the second time round, he failed. That a person can never sit back. Yisha koyach, have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much.